This is my weekday trucking podcast bullshit. Me ranting about how shitty the job of a trucker is. And I know the 0.3 people listening to this will be like, what do we give a fuck about trucking? You keep talking about this. We don't care. We're not truckers. We don't care how the trucking business is being run. Which is fair, but you care about those African kids. You know, I've seen people with signs and shit. They're not your concern either. You know, I think if you have a cause, if you have a thing that you care about in life, I think it should be injustice towards people, whoever those people are. There shouldn't be African kids who starve. And also, if you're a truck driver, you need to get some free shit. Like, someone suck your dick, or free donut day at Dunkin' Donuts on Wednesday morning or something. Because we got fucked with a lot. And we just take it, you know? Because all that shit in the stores, it comes from the truckers, right? And I'm not glorifying the work of a trucker. It's just a job. But it's an important job for society. The trucking business is important. And no one really talks about how shitty truck drivers are being treated. Not by people, but by the companies that those truckers work for. I mean, I think trucking is as close to a sweatshop labor, I think, as you can get in America. No, I think if you're a migrant worker, that's closer to, but after that, trucking, like a normal profession that many people do, this is the closest to being enslaved in the modern day America, because it's a job that just sucks in your life from your soul, and it's taxing on your body and your mind. By law, you're allowed to work 14 hours a day. And that's by law. And I don't know if I probably talked about this. No one's going to let you work at McDonald's for 14 hours. But no, if you're a trucker, if you have your hands on a steering wheel of a 40-ton missile, that's okay, yeah. Yeah, work 14 hours, you know, get a little drowsy, but, you know. And then, this is not even the problem. People who want to work, they want to work. That's great. I've worked many times the full 14 hours, and that's not what I'm pissed about. I'm pissed about that truck drivers are like the pawns on a chess field. On a chess field? A chess board. And they just let them loose and no one gives a fuck if something happens to them. Because the purpose of the chess game is to protect the king. And in modern society, king is the CEO or whatever the board members of the whatever company it is. And the bigger the company, the more it's being run like a chess game. No one gives a fuck about the pawns. Fuck them. In trucking, the big word is safety. This is what they care about, you know. Every company has a safety manager and whatever bullshit title they give them. And they are supposed to make sure you're doing your job as safely as possible. But when they talk about safety, they don't really talk about your safety, your personal wealth, health being. What did I just say? Wealth. Health and well-being. No one gives a fuck about that. Yeah, when they go safety, they mean, yeah, you don't want police to stop you and start, and maybe eventually we will get audited and all the bullshit that we do behind the scenes will get exposed. So yeah, we're going to push on the drivers to make sure they don't get pulled over by the police too many times. That will raise suspicion into how we run this shitty company. That's what they call safety. They don't care about the actual human being drivers. No one gives a fuck about them. Fuck them, you know. That's and it's a bullshit thing. And it happens everywhere. No matter what company you choose. The bigger the company, the less they give a fuck about you. Because they don't even know who you are. For them, you're just a number on a spreadsheet, whatever they do. I'm not Dimitar, I'm the number 73576, that's my truck number. I'm like a prisoner who's allowed to travel the country. That's what I feel like. But by the way you're treated, it's just absurd. And the reason I'm starting to rant is because, I mean, there's something has to happen to you that pisses you off, and then it reminds you of all the other times you were pissed off, and then you happen to have a recorder in your pocket, and you go, well, let's just document this. That might be interesting to someone else who's miserable. Here's what they do. Sometimes you have those computers now in the trucks. They're supposed to help you. You know, you communicate with your office through messages on the computer, and also it tracks how much time you've driven today, so you don't have to do it manually on a sheet of paper, what they call a logbook. It's a special thing that you buy, and you draw lines on it, you know, signifying the amounts of hours that you've driven and bullshit, and you gotta make all this thing looks presentable in case a police officer pulls you over. You have to present this. It's like an official document. You know, what drivers would do is they would just cheat. They would go, oh, I was sleeping, and meanwhile he was driving. You know, you can cheat if you have those paper logbooks that you have to have. But we have with the computer now, the computer tracks everything by itself, so you can't cheat. Granted, it is what it is, you know. But what happens is, at the end of every day, if I run over my hours, the 14 hours legally allowed, what happens is the computer sends me a notification that says, oh, you fucked up. So immediately, the company has a proof of me fucking up if I go 1 minute over my fucking 14 hours. So you try not to do that. You don't make risky choices. If you see how many hours you've driven and you go, okay, I have 2 hours left. Maybe I won't be asking for more work. Maybe I should go home. So drivers adjust to that stuff. But what the companies do oftentimes, they'll send you to a place and they'll lie to you. They'll say, okay, this is a quick load. You go inside and there's a preloaded trailer there. You just leave your empty trailer, hook up to the loaded one, bada bing, bada boom. Yeah, I go to a place, and when you're at the actual place, what they say to you is, oh, no, there's no preloaded trailer for you. You gotta wait. But also, there's 5 drivers waiting before you, so you gotta stay in line and wait. And we have no idea how long it's gonna take. And you go, well, I have 5 hours, that would be enough for me to pick up a load. Would you think that the 5 hours I have left to legally drive are enough for me to get that load from your company? And they'll tell you, well, we have no idea. So you gotta stay in line and wait to see what's gonna happen. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm waiting in line like this, as described, because they lied to me. It's going to be easy, bada bing, bada boom, motherfucker, it isn't. And what you do is you call your dispatcher and tell him, hey, man, what the fuck, you know, you lied to me. Now, if I wait, I might not even pick up that fucking load. I might just run out of hours and be forced to leave and not getting paid for the load since I didn't complete it, or risk to run out of my hours while driving your shitty load, and then the safety manager is going to be calling me on Monday mornings asking me questions. So I'm kind of fucked. So would you be willing as my dispatcher to work with me and find me a way to get this shit done? Maybe send me to another place, maybe call the company, push them a little bit. I don't know. I don't know how you run your shit. And so my guy tells me, well, I don't really have power to do much about that, but I'm going to send an email to customer service, whatever that is. And it's been an hour, and customer service hasn't gotten back to him. Or so he tells me. So I'm kind of stuck in this position, waiting, not knowing what's going to happen. Outside is pouring rain. I had to go out and talk to the people in this office twice. I'm just wet as fuck. And tomorrow, my fucking feet are wet. Tomorrow I might get the fucking flu. But no one gives a fuck about your health and well-being. Safety doesn't mean you be healthy. It means not get pulled over by the police. Because we're a company. We don't really care about people. So, and this is not something that is exclusive to my company or it happens to me only. It happens all the time. And when you complain, they go, okay, we hear you. And then, yeah, nothing happens. Why would something happen? Well, because that requires more work of the people who are running this shit. And if they don't have to do anything, yeah, let the driver figure it out. He needs the money. We are already fucking rich. We don't have to do shit. If he doesn't like it, let him quit. We'll get 5 more assholes like him to come and work for us. We'll treat them like shit as well. If they quit, we'll bring 10 more. We don't give a fuck. It's a numbers game. Yeah. So even if you have no idea how trucking business works, yeah, just imagine that it works just like any other business. If you're the guy up front, if you're the cashier, if you're the fucking driver, if you're the guy making the sandwiches, you're fucked, right? No one gives a fuck about you. If you quit, if you stab yourself with a knife while cutting cheese for some douchebag Philly cheesesteak that he ordered, yeah, no one gives a fuck. They'll just fire you because you have less fingers now. You can work as efficiently. Get some guy with full set of 10 fingers. That's the sad thing about you come to this country and it's a blossoming economy and you think there's a possibility for me to come in and establish, you know, myself as a good worker and be paid what I earned. No, it isn't. It isn't. And it's bullshit. It's every man for themselves. That's the sort of the strategy that you gotta employ. Because no one gives a fuck. No one gives a fuck. My fat ass dispatcher cunt, he's in the office probably eating Fritos while watching YouTube videos when he was supposed to be on the phone calling somebody to solve my fucking problem. He doesn't give a fuck. The fat pig probably has other problems, like how to locate his dick when going to the bathroom. Yeah. No one gives a shit. So I gotta be stuck here on Friday night for no fucking reason, for no fucking pay. But you know what? That's the name of the game. You either fuck or you get fucked. And that's the sad thing about us people. You can wave as many signs as you want and post cool things on Facebook about helping people and be more positive, but at the end of the day, the reality of how we live our lives is that we care about ourselves only and not about the others. And if I can exploit the others so I can gain something, yeah, I'll do it. That's every single person. So yeah, sorry if that was upsetting, but sometimes the truth is fucked. And fuck it, I'll talk to you again next time. Bye.